In Wisconsin, fans of the Green Bay Packers celebrated into the wee hours today. Their team beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last night to win the Super Bowl. This is the fourth time the team has brought the Lombardi Trophy back to the small Wisconsin city known as Titletown. As Patty Murray of Wisconsin Public Radio reports, many of these rabid fans are also team owners.
Cheeseheads can be found anywhere and everywhere. These fans were celebrating in Madison. Somehow, even people who don't follow pro sports tend to have a soft spot for the Packers. The team is something of a throwback to a time when a town was intrinsically related to its gridiron heroes. And in Green Bay's case, the fans actually do have ownership in their team, such as it is. Rick Beverstein is both a fan and a shareholder.
My wife's grandfather received 2 shares of the original stock sale in 1923. That stock has no longer any value. Subsequent stock sales succeeded that, but it's a great conversation piece and a beautiful thing on my mantle.
The stock gives him and more than 100,000 other shareholders little more than bragging rights. The Packers first issued stock 85 years ago to keep the team solvent. That move helped them survive the Great Depression. It was a time when cities like Dayton and Racine lost their football teams. The Packers' most recent stock sale happened 15 years ago, partly to raise money for renovating Lambeau Field. Kevin Quinn is an economist at St. Norbert College.
There are teams that have one guy with $1 billion who owns a team, and it seems here that we have a billion owners with $1 that own the team.
Quinn says it makes for a complicated ownership model. Just ask him, who owns the team?
Well, they put nobody. I mean, literally, nobody.
Quinn says it's more about who manages the Packers. The team has an executive committee headed by CEO Mark Murphy. Then there's a board of directors and another board that manages revenues from the stadium. Contrary to popular belief, the city of Green Bay does not own the Packers, though taxpayers are helping foot the bill for those stadium renovations. Unlike other professional sports, the NFL has a strict agreement sharing money made from television. In addition, each team relies on things like merchandise and ticket sales to create revenue. Quinn says that's how the small city Packers are able to manage themselves, almost as a nonprofit organization, funneling money into player salaries. He says people don't buy Packer stock as part of a portfolio.
You get a piece of paper you can frame on your wall. You don't get free tickets. You don't get to sit in the owner's box. You don't get to meet the players any more than really any other fan does.
But fans of other teams can't also brag about being an owner. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray in Green Bay.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.